Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking: How to Describe a Major Life Decision. Making significant life choices is a universal experience, and the IELTS Speaking exam often explores this theme. The topic, Describe a Time When You Had to Make a Major Life Decision, is a popular one that tests your ability to articulate personal experiences, reflect on decision-making processes, and express emotions. This comprehensive guide will help you tackle this subject with confidence and achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before we dive into the specifics of discussing a major life decision, let's review the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, Individual Long Turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. Now, let's explore how to approach each part when discussing a major life decision. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about decision-making. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Question: Do you consider yourself a good decision-maker? Band 6-7 answer: I think I'm generally good at making decisions. I try to weigh the pros and cons before choosing what to do. Band 8-9 answer: I'd say I'm quite adept at decision-making. I typically approach choices methodically, considering various factors and potential outcomes before arriving at a conclusion. This systematic approach has served me well in both personal and professional contexts. Question: How do you usually make important decisions? Band 6-7 answer: When I have to make an important decision, I usually talk to my family and friends for advice. I also like to make lists of the good and bad points. Band 8-9 answer: My approach to critical decisions involves a multifaceted process. Firstly, I gather as much relevant information as possible. Then, I consult with trusted individuals who can offer diverse perspectives. Finally, I engage in deep reflection, often visualizing potential scenarios to gauge my emotional response to each outcome. This comprehensive method helps me make well-informed choices that align with my values and goals. Part 2, Individual Long Turn. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and several prompts. Here's an example related to making a major life decision. Cue card: Describe a time when you had to make a major life decision. You should say what the decision was, when you had to make this decision, why it was a difficult decision, how you made your choice, and explain how you felt after making the decision. Band 6 to 7. Sample answer: I'd like to talk about a major decision I made a few years ago when I chose to study abroad. This decision came up during my final year of high school when I was applying to universities. It was a difficult decision because it meant leaving my family and friends behind and adapting to a new culture. I was excited about the opportunity, but also scared of the unknown. To make my choice, I researched different universities and countries. I talked to my parents and teachers about the pros and cons. In the end, I decided to go for it because I thought it would be a great chance to grow personally and academically. After making the decision, I felt a mix of excitement and nervousness. I was looking forward to the new experience, but also worried about the challenges ahead. Overall, though, I felt proud of myself for taking this big step. Band 8-9, sample answer: I'd like to share a pivotal moment in my life when I had to make a life-altering decision, choosing to pursue a career change from finance to environmental science. This crossroads presented itself about 3 years ago when I was working as a financial analyst. The decision was particularly challenging because it meant relinquishing the stability and prestige of my established career for a field where I'd essentially be starting from scratch. Moreover, it required a significant investment in further education and a potential financial setback. My decision-making process was multifaceted. I began by conducting extensive research into the environmental science field, including job prospects and the impact I could potentially make. I also sought counsel from professionals in both fields and attended relevant seminars and workshops. Crucially, I engaged in deep introspection, aligning my personal values with my career aspirations. Ultimately, I chose to make the transition. The tipping point came when I realized that my passion for environmental issues far outweighed my interest in finance, and I felt compelled to contribute to a cause I truly believed in. In the aftermath of this decision, I experienced a whirlwind of emotions. There was a palpable sense of trepidation about the uncertainties ahead, but it was overshadowed by an overwhelming feeling of liberation and excitement. I felt as though I had recalibrated my life's compass, setting myself on a path that was more congruent with my core values and long-term aspirations. This decision, though daunting, instilled in me a renewed sense of purpose and a reinvigorated zest for my professional journey. Follow-up questions. How did this decision impact your life in the long term? Looking back, would you make the same decision again? What advice would you give to someone facing a similar decision? Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to decision-making. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: Do you think young people today face more difficult decisions than previous generations? Band 6-7. Answer: I think young people today do face more difficult decisions. There are more career options and lifestyle choices available now, which can make it harder to decide. Also, social media can put pressure on young people to make certain choices. Band 8-9. Answer: I believe the decision-making landscape for today's youth is exponentially more complex than that faced by previous generations. The proliferation of career paths, coupled with rapid technological advancements, presents a dizzying array of options that can be both liberating and overwhelming. Moreover, the ubiquity of social media has created a pressure cooker environment where young people's choices are constantly scrutinized and compared. This digital fishbowl effect can lead to decision paralysis or choices made based on external validation rather than intrinsic motivations. Additionally, global issues such as climate change and economic instability add layers of consideration to major life decisions that weren't as pressing for previous generations. Question: How can schools better prepare students for making important life decisions? Band 6-7. Answer: Schools could offer more classes on decision-making skills. They could also bring in guest speakers to talk about their experiences. Maybe they could have students practice making decisions in different scenarios. Band 8-9. Answer: Educational institutions could play a pivotal role in equipping students with robust decision-making skills. Firstly, integrating critical thinking and problem-solving courses into the core curriculum would provide students with a solid foundation for tackling complex choices. Furthermore, schools could implement scenario-based learning programs where students grapple with simulated life decisions in a safe environment. This approach would allow them to hone their decision-making muscles without real-world consequences. Additionally, mentorship programs pairing students with professionals from various fields could offer invaluable insights into the long-term implications of career choices. Lastly, fostering an environment that encourages risk-taking and views failure as a learning opportunity could help students develop the resilience necessary for making bold life decisions. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated terms and expressions. Pivotal moment, pivotal moment, noun phrase, a crucial or decisive point in time. Example: Choosing my university was a pivotal moment in my academic journey. To grapple with, grapple with, phrasal verb, to struggle or contend with. Example: I had to grapple with the pros and cons of each option before making my decision. Tipping point, tip point, noun phrase, the point at which a series of small changes become significant enough to cause a larger, more important change. Example: The opportunity to work abroad was the tipping point in my decision to leave my job. To weigh the pros and cons, weigh pros, idiom, to consider the advantages and disadvantages of something. Example: I spent weeks weighing the pros and cons of each university before making my final choice. To align with, len with, phrasal verb, to position in agreement with. Example: I chose a career that aligns with my personal values and long-term goals. Examiner's advice for high scores: To excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing major life decisions. Demonstrate reflection. Show that you've thought deeply about the decision and its implications. Use varied vocabulary. Incorporate sophisticated terms and avoid repetition. Provide specific examples. Illustrate your points with personal anecdotes or hypothetical scenarios. show balanced thinking, discuss both the positive and negative aspects of the decision-making process. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking at length about your experiences to build confidence and reduce hesitation. By following these guidelines and incorporating the sample answers and vocabulary provided, you'll be well equipped to tackle questions about major life decisions in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key is to practice regularly and speak confidently about your experiences and opinions. For more tips on how to excel in other aspects of the IELTS speaking test, you might find these articles helpful. Describe a time when you had to rely on someone else for help. Describe a time when you had to think quickly to solve a problem. Describe a person who has a positive influence on your life. Good luck with your IELTS preparation.